Minister Tony Ince, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So how many families are in the limbo of no documented ownership of their properties?
Well, I can't give you an exact number because not all families have come ahead, but we're probably looking at maybe close to approximately a couple of hundred.
Couple of hundred? Like two or three?
Yeah, two or three hundred, yeah, probably approximately.
So how have things been developing?
Well, I will like to say to you that, you know, it's been going quite well. We've most recently had community meetings in three of the ridings or the communities, Lincolnville and Sunnyvale, Cherrybrook, Lake Loon, and North Preston. We have one more meeting coming up on the 15th for East Preston. And all those meetings have had quite a great, good number of people show up with a lot of interest and a lot of concern and a lot of questions that were asked just for clarity.
The UN Advisory Group advised that the federal government get involved in solving this historical wrong. Is there federal government input?
There was the MP for the Preston's areas who has stepped up in a way, but currently we're not working with the federal government on this. It's mostly provincial and municipal.
So what's involved in families proving they go back to black loyalists who helped out during the American Revolution or those who later...
Well, first of all, the process is set up, and it's a new approach. First of all, let me just state that to show the real interest of government to correcting and doing this right, for the first time in our history, we've got several departments, along with the municipal involvement, who are all at these meetings looking at, working together to make sure we understand the concerns of the community and putting in place a process to make sure that it's done right. Now, what community members need to do is just simply contact the government if they have a concern about a land title or anything to do with the land that they may be living on. And if they want us to walk them through the process, provide the legal counsel, and even the surveying of the land, government will assist them and do that for them, and that is without cost to the community member.
So that includes the money, because the money's been a big roadblock for many people, and among all of the different roadblocks, that was one of the issues.
Well, again, what many community members have misunderstood about that money and understood about the whole process was the money that we have put, allocated and put forward is money to help us with the whole process, including ensuring that those community members who have a concern and would like to move forward on a claim that they believe they may have, they can do so, and it would be without cost to them.
There have been differing reports about whether certificates have in fact been issued. There was a report that three certificates have been issued. What's the situation?
Well, again, there is a bit of confusion also because there was a trial period back in 2015 where it was, pilot project that was put forward to help move this whole process forward. Through that pilot project, we as government have learned that the process is a lot more complicated than the pilot project was set out to do. So we have gathered community members. We are putting in place a community navigators. We are putting in place a coordinator to oversee the whole project so that there are people that can go directly into the community, talk to each family member, and help them move forward. So when we talk about those certificates earlier, those certificates were moved by one department. As I said, we have legal, we have Department of Natural Resources, we have the municipality, we have everybody sitting here so that we don't make those previous mistakes from 1963 and most recently in 2015.
That's right. So you're saying there's the political will to actually make this happen at this point?
There is a definite commitment from government to make sure that we're doing it and doing it correct. Because, you know, as I've said to many community members, if it's not done correct, we're going to be repeating the process and we're going to be right back to square one again. And quite honestly, as a member from the community myself, I don't see that, you know, as a government, how can we be equitable and take care of long-standing issues if we're not being genuine, if we're being disingenuous about the process and how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really quite excited about the fact that it's not done in a siloed approach anymore, that it is a collaborative approach, not only within government, not only with the municipality, but with the community involved.
You said that even though you too are black, you had to earn the trust of the community. Have you?
That's correct. Because if you understand, let me just back up a bit and just give you a sense. If you're from North Preston and East Preston, and you're talking to somebody who's from outside of that community, we have more than 50 communities, African Nova Scotian communities within this province. Each has its own unique identity and circumstances. And even though I might be from a black community that's linked to Africville and close to that area, people in the other communities may not see me as understanding their processes or their concerns or their unique challenges that they've had government-wise, mm-hmm. And socially.
So are they beginning to trust you?
Well, I think in my role previous to this one as the Minister of Communities, Culture, and Heritage, I think I've done a job showing the communities that moving forward as the Minister of Culture, and we've put forward a program that is a culture action plan, which would exactly deal with some of the disparities communities had. I was fortunate enough to be in a position as the Minister of Culture to be the department that provided and assisted and gave funds to communities for cultural projects, for development projects, and I believe I was successful working with the department and the good people within that, getting them to understand that we have to have a broader lens from a community perspective, and that being First Nations, Indigenous, the Acadians, and the African Nova Scotians, and the Gaelic as the founding cultures of this province, showing that their voices were often overlooked. And so I would suggest to you that I think I've gained some trust in the community in that being a government official, I still hear and see, and I'm still part of your community, and I am advancing your concerns through government. And I would also suggest to you that our government and our premier has shown that in a couple of initiatives. Number one, the land titles moving. Number two, making a public apology for the children who were former residents of the Home for Colored Children. And us also not only making that apology, but putting action to the apology to address those longstanding systemic racist policies and issues that our province has not addressed.
Of course, we're in Black History Month here in Canada, and while some people say, what does it matter, shouldn't be one month, should be all year, etc., it's becoming evident that Black history in Nova Scotia is a very vibrant and has great repercussions for the present day. At the moment, Dalhousie University is in the spotlight because of the origins of the university. It's in its 200th anniversary celebration, or beginning that this year, and, you know, the spotlight is on. What do you make of this possibly increased pressure to show some results?
Well, thank you for raising that. And you know what? I'm one of the first to say, you know, while we are making some advances, there's so much work to do, more work to do. We've got a long way to go yet. I.e., for an example, as I travel around the province and look at the provincial proclamations, which is one of the things that's unique in this province that, you know, I'm not sure other provinces do that, but we've got all the municipalities putting on municipal proclamations to recognize African Heritage Month. And during those events, I am also raising I'm sending my message that, you know, while we are doing good, we shouldn't be very, very, very overexcited and proud, because until we, in a school curriculum, tell the whole story, the true story of people of African descent, and not just snippets, not just during a month, it should be included and embedded in the curriculum of African Nova Scotians, of the Mi'kmaq people, and Acadians. You tell those stories and they become natural, then there's more awareness of the true and the complete story of Nova Scotia.
Tony Ince, thank you for telling me about it. We'll speak again in perhaps another 6 months and see where things are at that point.
Well, I look forward to it, and thank you so much for this time.